Meanwhile, it's Thursday, so you know what that means, Dana Clark. It's time for Around Town with Mary Grove. It's hard to time just to say it the same way they were singing.
Yeah.
There we go. Dana adds her little touch, and we do appreciate that. Dana, who are we meeting today?
Today we have Mr. Dave Norman. He's the owner of Stout Irish Pub in Brighton, Michigan, and they're open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till close. What's happening? Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Hi, how
welcome.
Are you?
We're good. Welcome to Around Town with Mary Grove. How long have you been open there at Stout Irish Pub in Brighton?
Well, the restaurant has been open since 2003.
All right.
And, on St. Patrick's Day, of course.
Of course, on St. Patrick's Day.
Opening day was St. Patrick's Day, 2003.
And you're the owner, as I understand it, Dave.
I am. I'm actually the third owner. I've been the owner since 2013.
All right. Good for you. Stout is said to be one of Livingston County's great places to dine, watch the game, enjoy some authentic Irish fare, or just meet up with friends and family. Tell us, and by the way, I'm going to bet, like every restaurant owner I know, you're hiring.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been
you need
one
some
of,
help?
One of
like
the challenges
everybody.
The past few months.
Yeah, it's been a challenge for a lot of people, a lot of businesses. We hear about it, especially in the restaurant business. You have live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Tell us about your food.
Well, our food, beyond the classic corned beef dishes, whether it's corned beef and cabbage or a great Reuben sandwich, which we cook 7 days a week. We try to offer different things. We're really proud of the ahi tuna dishes that we offer, a little bit of seafood, great sandwiches. It's a great place for lunch. It's a wide variety of things other than the traditional Irish dishes.
I understand the Stout's mac and cheese is pretty special. Mm.
Yeah, it is pretty good. It is pretty good. There's a lot of different varieties that people do with that. You can add from buffalo chicken to bacon to it to corned beef. It's really pretty delicious.
Oh, it sounds good. It sounds especially good right now. And Dana, what else can you tell us? I know you've researched this, again, one of the places where if you go in and tell him you heard about it on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR, you're going to get a little bit of a taste of some free food.
Yes.
But what else did you see there for?
Well, I noticed that you have live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Dave, tell us about that. What type of bands do you have?
We do, and it's usually a one or a two man, woman, guitar player, maybe a piano player, and they'll sing. And it's on Friday and Saturday nights, starting at 7:30, and we, weather permitting, do that on the patio. Mm-hmm. We have an 80-seat patio with a fire pit. It's pretty comfortable, and it's a lot of fun to have dinner and listen to music whenever the weather allows us.
Is that
Tell
what
us
the
about the awnings
awning
at
is?
Mary
I would
Grove.
Guess
yeah.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
We're
well,
both
the awning
the
covers.
Same thing.
The awning covers. It's a pretty good size awning. It covers half of our patio. There is a full bar out there, so you know it's the same as being inside, and you are covered by the patio under the bar. And that merry-go-round awning's been there for 13, 14 years at this point.
Wow. And if it's an 80-person patio, that's a pretty big awning to cover 40 people.
Yeah,
half of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It goes the entire width of the back of the building, and it extends about probably 30 feet.
Wow. Well, that certainly opened up the area where you can have more people seated, regardless of the weather and such. So that sounds very, very good. Obviously, you've got you're lean heavily on some of the Guinness and other drinks, Ireland Sunset, some blended drafts, and I mentioned those specialty drinks. Dana, what are we telling our listeners if they come in and say they heard Around Town with Mary Grove, heard about the Mary Grove awning there at Stout's Irish Pub, downtown Brighton on Grand River? What is it they get when they
come in? Today, they're going to get the first 25 customers, as you mentioned, Paul W., will receive an order of the Boneless Buffalo Bites, compliments of Mary Grove Awnings. They're hand-cut chicken bites tossed in buffalo sauce and served with blue cheese dressing.
Oh,
so head out there today, get those Boneless Buffalo Bites.
Yeah, those sound really good. Although I'm thinking anything you put blue cheese dressing on probably is pretty, ends up being pretty doggone good.
Pretty tasty.
Anything, anything else you want us to know about your place, the Stout Irish Pub, Dave?
Well, like I mentioned, our food is, it's really a scratch kitchen along, like I said, the traditional Irish dishes. We have a pretty wide open menu. We do a lot of different things, and it's a fun place. It's great for families. It's great for date night. It's great for just coming out having a drink, and it's also a great place for lunch.
Stout, downtown Brighton, Grand River, East Grand River Avenue, open 7 days a week starting at 11 a.m. till close. And the first 25 customers to visit Stout mention they heard Mary Grove on WJR. Going to receive an order of those great Boneless Buffalo Bites, compliments of Mary Grove Awnings. Nice meeting you, Dave. Thanks very much. We look forward to seeing your place.
Thanks. I enjoyed the conversation.
All right.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
Now, have we gotten anywhere closer to even actually going to any of these places?
The list is so long, Paul W. I think it'll take us a year.
I think
well, maybe 6 months.